This is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with another edition of The American Awakening. Today is the 27th day of April, 2007. Got a good show for you today. Have a guest coming up, Terry Anderson, who has a show on KRLA in Los Angeles, 870 AM, and he also has a weekend show on this network, Sunday nights, on Republic Broadcasting. So he's going to be coming up shortly. I want to make a few announcements before we get into talking with our guests here. First of all, as we all know, America Freedom to Fascism. If you want a free copy of it, just simply send an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Send an email to Bobby. He'll send you one out free of charge. Just remember to share it with somebody and remember the reason why. So if you ever get called to jury duty in a tax case, you can vote not guilty. You know, I had a thought today. All us patriots know, or we should know, that the mind-numbed American public doesn't really have a clue that all of us out here that are aware, that are wearing the glasses, that see through this abyss that they throw at us, we are in a war. We're fighting a war that if it were not for us and it were not for people like Ted Pike and others like him that stand up and go to bat for the mind-numbed American public, things might be a lot worse than they are. This hate crimes bill is coming up for a vote next Thursday. That's H.R. 1592, and we all want to get together, let our fingers do the walking, okay, and make certain that we call our congressmen and senators and say, do not vote for the hate crime bill. Again, that's coming up this next Thursday, folks, so we do not want to dilly-dally around. We want to get on the phone and lambaste these people. The number is 1-877-851-6437. Write that down. It's 1-877-851-6437. And if you do nothing else next week, if you're sitting around just lounging around eating popcorn or whatever, just get on the phone and call. The toll number is 1-202-224-3121. Again, that's 1-202-224-3121. You want to make sure that you call your congressman and let them know not to vote for the hate crimes bill. We're getting lambasted here. You know, they're throwing this at us, and Dennis Kucinich puts this total weapons ban, the legislation that he's proposing here. Now they've got another one they just throw at us. I mean, when does it stop? I feel like I'm getting rained on from all sides here. We've got the FDA is coming at us again with, remember, Codex Alimentarius? Remember, you know, they're wanting to ban all natural substances, vitamins and so forth, and they want to make them drugs, so we have to go get a prescription for a doctor. This is up. This is coming at us now. And we have the opponents of this bill have it was April 30th, which is Monday, I believe. But they have postponed it now because it hasn't any media attention or exposure. It is now opponents have until May 29th. To express their concerns about the proposal under docket number 2006D0480. And this latest blitz by the FDA to make all of our vitamins, all of our herbs, all of our substances, including, believe it or not, water. Now, I may get into this today. If I can't, I'll get in the first part of the week. And, that's something that has covered here. We'll take this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. With me, I got a guest, Terry Anderson, coming up. You don't want to miss it. And you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12-180 shortwave. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living this time of earth three. People everywhere are trying to understand these climate world events in light of humanism, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your nation. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for free material, packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healing Academy has been a global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Clove Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic solutions for chemtrails, radiation, energy, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopath healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign on the web and receive our 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer news for free. So log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our 100 exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now, new solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop off a third of your electric bill, a start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web kensolar.com. Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. Here's all coming to you live from Round Rock since the American Awakening. And without any further ado, my special guest, Tim Anderson, who has a show on this network Sundays, you definitely want to tune in to him. And all. He's got a show out there in Los Angeles for you California residents at KRLA 70 AM. Harry, are you with
me? My. How you doing? What do you say?
You got back from your trip to Washington, D.C., I hear.
In one piece.
Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was. To be honest, it really was. It was great. We had a good time. We had a great time.
Well, you know what I'm going to do with you today, Terry? Now, this is the first time I've ever interviewed you, but I've heard a lot about you. John told me about you. See? So I'm going to play a word game with you here today.
Okay.
I'm going to mention a name or a phrase or a noun or a verb and a response to it. How's that?
That'll work.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Bill O'Reilly. Oh, God, is that all you have to say, Terry?
Full of excrement. Yeah, let me tell you about this guy. This guy, the Elitist Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy, and Mike, you know, I know he's 11. This guy's got TV, radio, books. This guy, he's rich. More power to him. Anybody can get rich, I'm happy for him. That's great.
Okay.
But here's a man with power. Here's a man that has the ear of government and the ear of the major networks and everybody else. And what does he say on the issue that I'm all about on this immigration issue? We have to amnesty people. Oh, you can't deport 20 million people. You have to amnesty them. What's that all about? That shows his elitism. If he lived in the neighborhood where I live, if he lived in my community, he'd want them out of here. People here want them. But no, not on Long Island.
Yeah, that's where it's going next. Now, see, I've got a good lives out there. Now, you're in Southern L.A.?
I'm in Southville, L.A.
Okay. See, I've got a buddy that lives in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And Cypress, to be exact. And, you know, he's always been talking to me about how the housing, you know, the prices, the equity in the homes have been rising, adding onto his home. And, you know, it's wonderful. And I keep telling him, you know, from what I understand, an influx of these illegals that are coming in here. And I thought I'd get somebody on the that lived down there in that area to kind of give us a little overview of what's really happening. So tell what numbers-wise, Tara, in your estimation, how many illegals, number one, do you think are in the southern or the Los Angeles area as a whole? And after I get through with that, then I've got another question for you as far as these. Let's see. I was going to use that as a. I was going to toss that out as another one's game name. So let's go with that first. What is the number that you think?
You know, it's hard to say, Mike. I don't really know the number here in Los Angeles. You know, we can't ask. How do we know? You know, but I know that our schools have gone from 8% black, 80% white, to 80% Hispanic who don't speak English. I know that. Some are 90%. I know our jail population is about 60-some percent Hispanic. I know that our job markets have been taken over by Hispanic people who speak English, work off the book. So it's kind of hard to put a number on it here in Los Angeles. I don't know.
What about the instances of crime, you know, let's say over the past 3 or 4 years? Have you noticed any incidents? And I'll give an example, okay? I came from Phoenix about a month and a half ago. I just moved. And I've had two incidences in Phoenix before where there was both traffic incidents, one of which there was a car that actually was trying to sideswipe deliberately. Now, it was an SUV, and it was dented all over. So the guy obviously didn't care, and he had a license plate on it. But the man that was driving the car was Hispanic. There was another case where went to pass a vehicle, and the guy in the car was an Hispanic, and he tried to run me off the road. So my next question for you, I know that there's these hate groups. There's Mecha, La Raza, and Reconquista, right?
Mecha, La Raza are all members of the Reconquista.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Mecha is a cop group. La Raza is the National Council of Race. And then there's LULAC and there's a bunch of other organizations also.
Okay. Now, the crime, see, these incidents that I was speaking of that happened to me, they just, you know, coincidentally happened to be Hispanics that were driving the vehicle.
Right.
So, and I'm wondering, you know, are there that kind of incident? Is there a stepped up amount of shootings that are happening in the Los area over the past few years?
Well, the answer is yes. There's a section here of L.A. called the Harbor Gateway area,
mm-hmm.
where black people can't go north of 204th Street now. They'll kill them. They killed a girl. They killed a mother of two children, and they killed a guy. And these guys were all arrested, and the reason they killed them was because they were black and they were supposed to be on that street. Now, there are no instances of whites killing blacks or Hispanics or blacks killing whites or Hispanics because of their race. Now, there's killers, you know, carjackings and robberies and gang violence. But kill somebody because of their race is specifically done by Hispanics in this area. And what we're up against is people who believe we should just allow them to take the city over, and we're not going to do it. I mean, they've pretty much taken it numbers-wise, but I'm not ready to leave here yet, you know?
Well, what about the police department? Now, I've heard rumor that there's a lot of the older police that are retiring and moving out of that area.
And even the younger ones are moving to other municipalities and signing up with the police departments. We've lost some. Our recruiting here is horrendous. We can't keep these officers. It's a constant turnover. The reason is because, number one, to patrol here, now you have to speak Spanish. You know, that's required. And if you're already on police force, you don't know how, you have to learn or you lose your job. Same thing with teachers. The other thing is most of the young guys that are hiring now are Hispanic skinheads, tattooed down, tattoos on the arms, tattooed, ex-gang members with real short hair that are becoming cops. Now, what kind of fair shake am I going to get from them?
Is it true that are certain areas down there near where you live that if there's a call to the police, they will not even respond?
That's absolutely true. It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. You know, if you call and complain, like on the weekend, noise, loud parties, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you have 5 to 6 calls from different phone numbers before they're out. Okay. Most of the police, I said, are Hispanic now. They roll out, they hear it's Hispanic music, which is 99 times 100. They just keep driving. They won't even stop. So, yeah, the crime is through the roof here now. And your buddy that lives in Cypress, I don't know what it's like out there. I don't live out there. But I'm telling you, and there are certain sections of Orange County where it's Anaheim. It's horrible.
Well,
it is absolutely horrible.
He's right next door to Anaheim. He's about he's right off of Notch, you know, real close, about a mile and a half, 2 miles from Disneyland.
Well, then he should know.
He should know, but maybe he doesn't go out much. I don't know. I've been there. Matter of fact, I just been there a few months ago, and I noticed. But you know what bothers me, Terry, is I took a trip. I was with KFNX Phoenix when I mentioned that.
We're on KFNX.
Yeah, I know you are. I mentioned that to you the other day, and I mentioned the owner and asked if you knew him. But I had I was going to interview Glenn Spencer, who's the head of the American Border Patrol down, which is basically his site, and he has a radio broadcast shortwave. I took the initiative drive down to the border, Terry, before I interviewed this gentleman, and I was going to fly the border with his pilots to see for myself what really was going on down there. And Glenn took me out in his backyard and showed me exactly where these illegals are coming through. And I drove the border for about 3 miles. And this is right by the time where George Bush was supposed to be putting the 6,000 or 12,000 extra, National Guard troops on the border. There was nobody there. And I looked at this, and they're coming over the border at night by the thousands. Every day, 3,000 to 4,000 of these illegals that are coming in here. In fact, on Glenn's website, he's even depicted where he has actually walked across the border with a suitcase large enough to hold a nuclear device. Now, you're aware, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And then, so we've got this happening, and our illustrious president saying, as opposed to locking the borders down, which is, if that's what they wanted to do, they would have done that, within 2 weeks after 9/11. Now they want to open all of our borders up and make the surrounding, the surrounding fence, if you will, at the base of Mexico and at the top of Canada, and mold us into a North American union.
Well, let me tell you something. My last July of last year, I was in the town Chetumal, which is on the Mexican border, and the southern Mexican border where it borders Central America. And I left Mexico and Central America for the day. In fact, that evening, just before dark, you cross the Hondo River. Mm. The gunboats, PT-109 goes down there on that river.
Really?
Oh, yes. 50 calibers on them, Browning on them. And that river is pulled by the Mexican army. As you come across, come down off that bridge into Mexico, you have to drive the Mexican border patrol. There's 3 or 4 of them standing in the road. You have to get through them and explain to them who you are. You better have the correct documents and everything. Then you have to weave your way through the Mexican army who's standing there. This is if you're in a car, if you're on foot. What I'm telling you is, Mexico is very, very efficient at guarding that southern border. Okay? I applaud them for that. I think should emulate them and try to be more like them. But they know how to do it. We don't. Our border is wide open. Theirs is not.
But, Terry, is it that we don't know how to do it, or we don't want to do it?
No, we don't want to do it.
We don't want to do it.
We have absolutely no feelings for it whatsoever. We don't have any drive to do it. In fact, I think it's just the opposite. I think their ambitions are to keep that border open.
Mm. All right, I got to take a break. Stick with me, Terry. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog along with special guest Terry Anderson on Republic Broadcasting Network and 12 in 1 shortwave. We'll be back in 3. Don't miss it.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about this plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by a satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used in the United States and that of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD, Entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Ah, wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, coffee boosts your immunity. It has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, but everyone at the office would. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-22-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sale there or get set as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, it's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. Now, thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodTay.com believes if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formula, isolated vitamins, chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the best health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immune formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many products made 100% naturally. Visit today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-940. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm speaking with my guest, Terry Anderson, who also has a show on this network. And he has a show with KRLA at 870 a.m. in Los Angeles for all of you in South California. This is a short segment. And I mentioned, Terry, you know, as long as we're on the subject of the border, we can go on for a while with this. This bill that you know, George Bush signed to allow these trucking companies to bring the Mexican truckers over, okay? I mean, this is, I mean, Jewish. Is he working for us or is he working for the global elite?
Depends on who us is. if you're talking to me and you, no, absolutely not. He's not doing anything for us. He's got nothing for us. You know, to allow these people to come in here and take these American jobs and then put American drivers at risk. I mean, it's outrageous. Do I want Mexican truckers to make a good living? Sure, do. I want everybody to make a good living. Down there, don't come here. Don't come here. Don't bring your rotten, raggedy truck here. Don't bring your you know, who knows what cargo they're going to have there. I mean, why do we need this? What's the point? It's all part of this guy's North American Union plan. It's all of it.
Right. And but what does it take, in your mind, Terry, what does it take for the American people, you know, for us to throw back the curtain of the wizard, if you will, and expose this? For example, let me play a word game with you again. Okay, we've got this big sign to allow these truckers to come over. We've got, you know, he's shooting for amnesty. He wants to make all these illegals coming over here legal. Let's take the health care issue. Okay, now, if you walk into an emergency room, you have to sit there now with a broken wrist and a bleeding artery for hours because there's illegals that are ahead of you getting free medical care. Okay, who authorizes this? You know, I'll give you an example. You know, I know some people that went into that were foreigners went in there, and there's a lady behind the counter in the emergency room. These people did not have any medical insurance. She did not have a job, and the woman behind the counter is basically you would have thought she's throwing money up in the air, smiling and laughing and saying, "Don't worry, we have plenty of money to spend. You're not legal. You're not an American citizen. You don't have a Social Security card. No problem. The taxpayer will take care of you." Where does this stuff come from?
Well, the fish stinks from the head. Let me tell you a quick story. My youngest son was unemployed a few years ago, went to the local clinic here run by the city. When he got what was wrong with him, they said, "How do you want to pay for this?" And he looked over, and there was two or three illegal aliens. In fact, somebody out there saying, "Oh, they're illegal." We know. We can tell. It's not by race. It's by the way they carry themselves. And my son said, "Are these people in the country illegally?" And the lady said, "Yeah, well, they are. So what?" He says, "I want to pay the same way they pay. Whatever payment plan you have, that's what I want you to give me. I will pay the identical way." And that was the it.
Interesting. Well, before we get off this border thing, I'm going to play this name game with you again here. Okay. Ramos and Campon.
Miscarriage of justice. This past week, I was with the wives of both of them, the families of both, the father-in-laws of both. It was an absolute sad, although they're very upbeat. This is a miscarriage of justice country to have locked these two American heroes.
You've got two gentlemen who did nothing more than do their job.
Period. Put a great big period right after it.
Mm-hmm.
They did their job, Mike. And let me tell you what else. 90% of police work is stinked. The cops know when somebody's dirty and when they're not. 90% of them, they're right. These guys knew this guy was illegal. Guess what? They knew this arm. Guess what he was? They knew this guy was carrying drugs. But he was.
He was.
And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
All of their guesses were correct up in the pen. Unbelievable.
Right. And any pressure that is put on this administration to grant these people amnesty or to let them out for whatever reason is falling on deaf ears.
I think George Bush may amnesty or give guys a pardon at the 11th hour of his leaving office. And in the meantime, they will have done 2 years in jail, and that's outrageous.
Well,
outrageous.
And it all plays in the pot. And the reason I'm going here, Terry, and I know you know because you're attack, buddy, is for my listeners out there who are not aware of this, that close their eyes, you know, the ones that I know that live out there in Los Angeles and really don't know or don't want to know or, you know, really don't have a clue what's going on. I'm trying to open their eyes and look. look at what's happening here. I mean, you live there, and it's not just there. I've experienced it in Arizona. I drove down to the border. It's happening here in Texas.
Phoenix is one of the biggest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Arizona is one of the biggest influxes. Southern Arizona, even up as far as Flagstaff. I mean, it's happening there. There's no doubt about it. But places like North Carolina, Mike, they've got the biggest influx in the last 12 months. North Carolina, huge flux of illegal aliens all over the country now, everywhere. But people are here, in the water. The water's getting ready to boil, and they're not saying.
Not saying
actually, when it boils, we're all in trouble.
Right. Now, as long as we're on the subject, I mean, I'll go there a minute, but I want to mention one more term to you to get your take. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Bank of America.
Scandalous. Anti-American bank. How did they carry the name of this Greek in the title of their bank for the things they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I had a small account that took the money out when they first started with the particular consular, and a credit card that I was just bought by them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Getting ready to cancel that out. I mean, these people are outrageous. They are outrageous, and they're thumbing their nose at Americans. And when we call them up and tell them how we feel, they say, "Well, we're doing what we think we need to do." In other words, you don't care about my money. Here's what's wrong. Not people have canceled their.
All right.
Account.
Yep. Let's stop that. We'll stay on. We'll get back in three. You're listening to Michael Herzog, American Awakening, with my special guest Terry Anderson. See you in three. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicine. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like EC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbs, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and an herbal healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and shop the online testimonials and our hundreds of external products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Zark Mountains. Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the city of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of Zarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to you in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-537-7090. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to evidence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this mass misery on the world and become part of the movement to eliminate this toxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September and through a careful analysis of the evidence. Especially Sweetened Times, People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced as distribution. Sample copies are just $3. 208-255-237 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I have my guest, Terry Anderson, on the line from southern Los Angeles, and we're talking about our favorite drink, his friend and mine, Bank of America. All right, Terry, you want to continue with that?
Yeah, we could give them the heat if we would just, get up off their butts. And, what does it take to call up Bank of America and say, look, you're giving credit cards to illegal aliens? Him and haul around, and when they say, yes, okay, I'll be in tomorrow to close the account. You can't just go in and close it. You have to tell them why.
And if you've got a sizable amount of money or you've got $2 in it, they don't want to lose it. Trust me. They don't want to lose it. Go in and close out your account. Credit cards, close them out.
I agree with you, Terry, and I've done that. And matter of fact, I've told listeners for quite some time that, you know, they can't do this stuff to us unless we let them. If we take steps like that, close account at Bank of America. I've told people, you know, just don't get on an airplane. If they're going to run through a scanner that to show your naked body, don't fly. This truck, you know, we've been announcing this truck out for the last 3 weeks, protest of these Mexican trucking companies coming over here. You know, you've got to get up and do something about it. Freedom isn't free. You can't just there and expect somebody else to do it. We need the numbers. We need the boots on the ground.
And you know, the funny thing about that, Mike, is so true. Everybody did a little. Then so many of us wouldn't have to do much.
Oh,
you
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah, the burden is on us because we don't have enough boots on the ground. Terry, you want to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on with Terry and Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I just want to focus for a minute on the fake Bush proposal to supposedly beat the border. It's got to bake because look at the way that it's instructed. It'll be the most expensive per foot type of proposal. It's going to go to already an extremely wealthy company, and it's not going to involve the people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you involve the people and you actually had a minimum amount of fencing, but with people who govern themselves would make sure that there would be no corruption in administering it, and you would have a cost, and you'd have a constant emphasis on the issue. It would never go away.
Well, Fred, we can't do that. That would be too honest. Okay. Terry, you want to comment on that?
And why would I be honest? I was on the phone with a lady this morning, a lady that I love dearly. She's an older lady, a hardcore Republican. And she disagrees with the president on his immigration and the border issue, but she still thinks he's a good man. I said, well, you know, if he did the exact same things he's doing here with immigration, with spending, war, and other things, and he was a Democrat, you'd be on him. But the fact that he's got to buy his name, you're willing to let it go. And I says, that is partisan politics at its worst, and it's what's perpetuated this sorry state of America all these hundreds of years. And why we have what we have, because you're willing to put up with somebody because he's in party.
Mm-hmm.
Outrageous.
Fred?
Well, yeah. That and also the fact that, he's proposing something that Bush is doing something that is doomed just to waste money to be a payoff to a company like Halliburton or something.
That's how he wants it, Fred.
It's doomed to fail.
That's how he wants it, Fred.
He wants it. He wants it that way.
That's right. So you can say, see, I did something. What did you do?
And the people that have done all the hard work down there, they have to support it because without them, this whole issue wouldn't have hit the big media the way it's hit it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brad, anything to add? Any comments?
No, he's right on the money.
Oh, I know he is.
It's all deception, and it's all for the media, you know, and it's all a big show. And I don't, you know what? I don't like the president. I really don't like him. I never have liked him. I don't think I ever will. I didn't vote for him either time. And this thing about, you know, well, he was the left two evils, that's debatable.
Well, okay. Let's talk for a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. Have you got anything else you want to add, Fred?
Yeah. Well, I think that proposal is going to be billions of dollars. How much is that per mile? And how much does it cost to put, adequate security with the people that are down there? Maybe those people could be a volunteer army to protect our southern border. Well, the people that are already volunteering, they could be more of a people's effort to protect border. You don't need to throw money and not have the folks down there do it. You need to have the folks do it themselves.
I think, Fred, what you need to have, it's the same equation as the cost of a six-pack of Coke that Halliburton sells to the troops over there for $60. Okay, that's about, if it would cost, let's say, $100 or $1,000 a foot, it's probably going to cost $500,000 a foot.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they work things.
Well, thanks anyway. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thanks, Fred. We appreciate it. Okay, Terry, you know, and speaking of Bush, I know you like him. You just
My favorite guy.
State of the Union is, now I have to tell you, I watched it, and I've only been awake for a couple of years, And you know what happens? You get this feeling in your gut that things aren't quite right. You start going down the rabbit on the internet. And you start finding out the things you're being told on the mainstream media are blatant lies. And once you wake up and you realize that, you know, issues are lies. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. You watch Bush's State of the Union address. When he makes a statement and you know he's lying, you can watch his body language. And from that point, anything he says that's brand new, you watch his body language. That plays out to lie as well.
Well, I have to take your word for it, because I cut the guy off when I see him. I can't stand to look at him.
Well, I'll tell you this. I watched his last State of the Union address, and before I turned him off, I caught 29 lies.
Well, I've had other people tell me the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a smirk that he gets on his face.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the smirk.
And there's times when he'll take his tongue and just barely stick it between his teeth, and then he has a little bit of nod there if he thinks he's getting over on you.
I've still got people that tell me he's a good man. And I'm just in awe.
Let's go to Dean in Florida. Dean, you're on with Terry.
Hey, my Terry Joe today.
Thank you.
Just three things. The first one is everybody's got to get centered spiritually before they can do everything. Just keep their individuality. And the reason when you first came on, Michael, that you're feeling your feeling is because I got a phrase. What's going on is a volcanic avalanching tsunami, biblical proportion. What that means, the UN and, you know, Masonic folks at the top have just utterly and totally declared war upon the citizenry. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is a perfect, perfect example for anyone who's seen that with Will Smith, Fourth of July show, I forget what it's called.
Independence Day,
where the actor playing the President of the United States confronting the alien that's fraud.
That was Bill Pullen. Are you on a phone, Dean? You're cutting out. Ben.
How's this?
What's that?
How's this?
Okay, try that.
Yeah, and he tries to reason with the alien, and he asks the alien a question. He says, what do you want us to do?
We want you to die.
Right.
The alien didn't even say the idea. He just said, die.
Yeah.
That is answer.
Dean, I'm sorry, but you're cutting out really bad, partner. We can only hear about half of what you're saying. Hello? Dean? We lost him. I'm sorry. We lost him, Terry. No, he's right, though. You know, when Bill pulls the alien, what do you want us to do? They want you to die. And that's
the
UN Agenda 1, okay?
I applaud aliens' honesty, you know?
Oh, really? I mean,
I applaud his honesty. I mean, I wish we had politicians who were that honest and just told us what they were, you know, that they're sticking it to us and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you know, as long as Dean brought up that subject, let me lay this one on you, okay? All right, I'll tell you what. Let's lead into it like this, Terry. Here's another one of those words I'm going to hit you with. Ready? Surge.
I wish it was at the border, you know. I wish he would put the troops down and let them surge the border. That would work better for me.
Mm.
I have zero faith in this war over here, you know. I'm one of those people who doesn't. I think we needed to do something after 9/11, but I don't think that was it. And I think that surge should be spent defending our borders and our ports, my opinion.
Let me lay this scenario on you and give me your thoughts on this, because I know you've been down many, many rabbit holes, and you're a very intelligent guy. And that's why I brought you on here, because you're knowledgeable in a lot of areas. So I'm going to lay this on you. We've got this influx of these illegals coming over the border, and, of course, their figures are always downplayed. And they say, well, you know, 11, 12 million, blah, blah, blah. I think it's closer to 30 to 40 million.
I can go with 30 easily.
Yes. Okay. So theoretically, and again, this is, you know, this is just a thought that I'm tossing out there. We've got troops stationed all over the world. They're sending our troops off. They're deploying them 3 and 4 and 5 times. They're shooting them with vaccines. They're exposing them to depleted uranium. They're putting them in harm's way. The actual numbers of the death toll is a lot higher than what they're telling us. The wounded and maimed are coming back, and they're being denied benefits because they're being tricked into being discharged. Possibly. Do you think it's possible that they are doing this deliberately to make us open to invasion?
You know, that's a tough one. I think some yes, some no. I would imagine there's some in our government who do want us to be invaded. They want to equalize us to the rest of this hemisphere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to be invaded, I don't know. That's a tough call. As far as an invasion of illegal aliens, yeah, absolutely they believe it.
and they're doing it. They're being very successful with it. You know, I understand what's in it for them financially, and I understand that a lot of these, you know, these big companies want to make money with illegal aliens. But, you know, if they had to come down to our level and put their kids in school or compete for a job, it would be a different deal. And I'm sick of hearing about people blaming the Republicans for this, saying the Republicans want the cheap labor and the Democrats want the votes. Let me tell you something. The Democrats like cheap labor, too, and Republicans are trying to get the votes. You don't blame one. You blame them both. It goes both ways. But, yeah, they're leaving us open for an invasion. They love it. They love it. If they won't be affected. They're behind their gated community. We will have to do the work of dealing with these people and stopping them. Our government is against us. It's the first time in my life that I've ever actually felt that my government was literally against me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it for years, but I never believed it, Mike. I never believed it.
But now the curtain has been literally ripped away. Well, let's go full circle for just a moment here, Terry. And when we're talking about this invasion, now let's go, you know, the scenario that I gave you a few minutes ago about the possibility of an invasion, the reason I brought that up is because it seems to me like with the rate, you know, this troop surge, he's sent another 30,000 troops over there. And again, they're shooting them full of vaccines that have squalene in it, the anthrax vaccine and the depleted uranium and so forth. And here on the other side of that coin, we have these hate groups coming over, Mecha, La Raza, La Conquista. They have this this thing called Aztlan, and I believe they're being taught in the schools down there that we took their country away from them under, what was it, the
Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Right.
1848. Well, here's what happened, just as brief as I can say it. To your listeners, we fought a war with Mexico. They say, well, we started the war. I don't know. I wasn't there. But we did fight. We won. And part of the settlement was that they would get $15 million, which was a huge amount of money in 1848.
Right.
And we would get this land. Well, if we stole the land, Mike, if we stole the land, then why a few years later did they sell us land north of that as the Gadsden Purchase? They sold us this land. Then they sold us more land. And if you steal land from somebody, is somebody going to sell you more? No. It was a business transaction. They needed the money. We needed the land for expansion. End of story. We have it now. Now, there's who say, well, this is Native American land, and the Mexicans were Native Americans. Yeah, okay. I was debating a guy one time from LULAC. I said, that's fine. Do you own a house? He said, yeah. I said, are you a Native American? He says, no, I'm of Mexican extraction. I says, If that land was stolen from a Native American, shouldn't you give it to one? Because if you want to, I'll go find the tribe who was actually on that land, and we'll find somebody you can give it to. He said, well, I didn't steal it. I said, well, none of the land here today was stolen by anybody alive. Okay? We are living in the now. We are living in the today. We have to deal with that. We're not giving no land back to nobody. And they do teach their people here and in Mexico that this land was stolen, and it wasn't. It was paid for. We have a receipt.
Well, I agree. And when you talk about the government being against us, you know, the thought comes to my mind, you can't even pick up a phone anymore without them asking you whether you want the directions in English or Spanish on any government agency.
Okay. Even the alleged conservative Republican Party does that here in California now. You have to tell them which language you want. Push one frame.
Yeah, I was looking at a clip from 100. Let's see. I guess it'd be 100 years ago. It was Teddy Roosevelt was making a speech on immigration, and he had a bunch of immigrants standing there. It's on Google Video. I pulled it up the other night. And in his speech, and I'm not going to quote it verbatim because I was just, you know, I read the whole thing. It was a couple of paragraphs long that I read. And he said that, you know, they were at that particular point in time, they were all for immigration. As long as people made the understanding that they were going to come, they were going to learn our culture, they were going to learn our language, and they were going to eventually, you know, become American citizens. Well, talking about the government working against us, it looks to me like it's the exact opposite. They're
Absolutely.
Coming over. They're actually talking about us learning to speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah. I heard on radio here yesterday in L.A., there's some school here where they're teaching the black kids. They're immersing them in Spanish so that they can be bilingual by the time they get out of high school. Well, that's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm not against anybody learning a second language. I speak 2.5. I mean, if you add Ebonics, I speak 3.5. Okay, but if you're gonna force it to be Spanish, that's not very, to me, that's not very fair. I mean, these kids may have some roots in German or French or Greek. What? Why not offer that to them as an immersion also, if you want to? But no, it's automatically Spanish now because they want Spanish to take over as the national language. And I'm gonna tell you something, buddy. We ain't having it.
Not here.
Well, let's go back. All right? We got to find some solutions to this. So I'm going back to the name game here, right? You ready? John McCain.
John McCain is an idiot. John McCain spent too much time in the Hanoi Hilton. You know what I mean? It damaged his brain. Thank him for his service, but, I mean, that's about as far as it goes. Here's another elitist that cares nothing for the rest of us. Now he's saying, well, I'm going to rethink what I'm, you know, about immigration, because what happened, he went to Iowa, and the local folks there slapped him in the face and says, you don't get it. We don't want this invasion, and we don't want any comprehensive immigration reform. He is an idiot. He's too old to be president. He needs to step down. I got nothing against old people, but I got something against that old person.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for the next one? Uh-oh, we got to take a break. I'll get the next one when we get back. This is Michael Herzog, American Awakening with my special and very exciting guest, Terry Anderson, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. It's going to get better. And I'm going to open up the phone lines. Be back in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Bit closer, hear what Terry and I have to say. We're venting. This is a Friday afternoon vent session, And this is a short segment. Got 3 minutes coming up. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on with Terry and Michael.
Yes. Good afternoon.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, I'd like to weigh in about this illegal issue here.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned earlier about this border fence that they're putting. And, you know, they say that, but what they're really not telling us is most of it's going to be a virtual fence. It's going to be sensors and cameras. It's not going to be, you know, some wall or something like that. And also the media always talks about the big defense contractors that are getting the thing to put it up. But what they're not telling us is one of the big contractors that they're going to be supplying the sensors and the cameras and everything is this corporation called Magal, M-A-G-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a offshoot of an Israeli corporation called Colesman.
Interesting.
Now, I'm a little confused here. You know, they got some problems over at the White House. And, you know, they block off Pennsylvania Avenue and put up all kinds of barriers and fences and everything. So if a virtual fence is okay for our southern border, why isn't a virtual fence okay for the White House? And another thing, too, is let's look over here with the offshoot of Colesman in the Israeli corporation. You know, Israel's putting up a fence, but I noticed that that's not a a virtual fence. It's an apartheid wall. And this whole amnesty and stuff, and face it, we're going to get it rammed down our throat. There's going to be 30 million instant voters, and most of them come from pretty brutal regimes where they don't have any constitutional rights whatsoever, and they're going to go, hey, gringo, it's not so bad here. What you complaining about? You know, because that's what they've been raised on. And these books that you were mentioning about what they teach that they stole the land, you know, Mexico is supplying books to the school district in Denver, Colorado, and that's exactly what they teach in those books. And that's all I have to say.
You want to hold on the line while Terry responds to that? Because I've got a comment.
Sure.
When he gets done. Terry, go ahead.
Oh, he's talking about the virtual part of the fence is going to be a virtual fence, and he asked the question. Why don't they put a virtual fence around the White House? I touched that fence day before yesterday. That fence is very, very sturdy. But let me tell you this. I'd rather have a virtual president, you know? Let's put a virtual president in the White House.
Well, listen, guys. I mean, here comes my naivety here. Now, a virtual fence, what is that going to do? That's going to what? Tip off the Border Patrol? Or,
yeah.
And if the Border Patrol moves in, then just like Ramos and Campion, they're going to arrest them after the fact? What?
Well, you heard the new Border Patrol slogan, you know, he told it to me the other day, Gary Brugman. I don't know if you've had him on. He's Border Patrol agent he did 2 years in jail over an incident of, they say he was a little too aggressive, and they did 2 years in jail. But it's it slipped my mind just that quick. Jeez. Senior moment.
Okay, that's okay. Gary Borgman. Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, we got a break. Think about it, Terry. Okay. Take a deep breath. Say, Kus Fraba. Settle down.
I got one more segment for you, Mike, and then I got to go.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Buddy.
We're coming up to the top of the hour here. Stick with me, Mike, if you want to. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll see you in three. Stick with us. It's getting good here.